Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am joined now by Rutgers men's basketball coach Steve Peichel. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
So you tell me, find a way. Come on. You're down 18 points, even with rack magic. Did you think this is it? You're undefeated this year at home. Did you think this is the one, this is the game we're going down at home?
I wanted to make it real exciting for the crowd and for everybody else there. You know, really, Lori, this league is a monster, and every team is good, and Northwestern played great tonight. Mm-hmm. They hit 11 threes. They average about 5.5 threes a game, and they really came at us, and I was just very thankful. Our guys kind of stayed the course. The crowd was unbelievable. Our student section and all the community, our season ticket holders were great, really helped us a ton, and we figured out a way, you know, to win a game, and that's, you know, a good sign for a young basketball team.
Yeah. Now, for those who did not see the game, overtime win, Rutgers wins 77-73, but you did not, your team did not have a lead this entire game until overtime. And the story of the game in a lot of ways, of course, Geo Baker, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, but that doesn't really tell the story. Try and tell the story for people who did not see the game. What Baker did tonight.
I mean, he really just in the second half, he had 2 points at halftime, and he just, you know, he really took over the game. He's, first of all, he's a great kid, and you know, he broke his thumb, you know, a few weeks back, and he's, you know, trying to get back, you know, from that injury, and he's a great kid in the sense that he says, you know, coach, I'll come off the bench. You know, it's no big deal. And so he's changed his roles coming off the bench a little bit. And you know, today, just in the second half, he just made big play after big play and on both ends of the floor, defensively, offensively, assists, rebounds, you know, everything. And, you know, just had a magical, you know, second half. And he was that Geo Baker with swagger and with confidence and was just great. We needed every one of his points, too.
What'd you tell your team at halftime? They seemed to come out, I don't want to say flat, maybe it was that Northwestern was shooting lights out, but your defense and the way you guys usually play defense, it didn't seem quite that way early on. You're down 11 at the half. What do you tell your team?
You know what? I mean, I actually, I thought they played great. So I was like, they don't usually hit threes like that. And I thought our defense was decent. We were missing a lot of, you know, open looks, and just really the team just stayed the course. I just said our defense usually kicks in, you know, and we played really well down the stretch defensively and enough to actually tie the game, you know, especially after being down 11 and 12 points and, you know, and late in the second half. But the guys stayed together. We're a very young basketball team. We have 10 guys first or second year out of our 11 scholarship guys, and you know, they stayed the course. Obviously, the arena helped us, but Northwestern was good. They've been in every game. They lost to Purdue by 3. They lost at Illinois by a couple points and overtime at Indiana. So Northwestern has done a real good job. They're a young basketball team. They're well coached, and they played as good a game as I've seen all their tapes this year. That was as good a game as they played, and we kind of weathered their best punch.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Rutgers men's basketball coach Steve Peichel, and you mentioned your arena and the atmosphere feeding off your crowd. For those who have not been to a game at the rack, how can you describe the atmosphere there? And I've been to games there before, and I've been to some great games there before, but I confess it's been a few years since I've been there. How is it feeling different maybe now than it did a few years ago when you're now in your fourth year?
Right. Well, Laura, you got to come and check. It's been electric. I mean, the line's out the doors. You can't get a ticket anymore. We're sold out for the rest of the season. You know, our students have just been unbelievable. We got a great band, and we got a riot squad, a team, you know, and our season ticket holders have just made it the loudest place. And our league is one of the toughest leagues when you go on the road. So everyone has a home court advantage. I think we've led the nation now for 44 straight years in attendance, the Big Ten. So it's a powerful league, and now the RAC has become one of those places, just like Michigan State and Purdue and Iowa, all tough, tough venues to play at. The RAC is right up there with all of them, and we need it. We need it too, and it's been fun. It's really been fun, and our guys are a young team. They feed off that energy, and they play better.
As you mentioned, very tough league in Big Ten, but team getting some notoriety, getting talked about more, you know, there's excitement for college basketball in the area. Where you are right now, undefeated so far at home, 17-7 record, you know, overall, 8-5 in the Big Ten. You know, so this is a relevant basketball season so far, but what's the goal? What does success look like? Do you have to change your expectations now that your team is having success?
You know what? We really, you know, we have the toughest schedule remaining in the Big Ten. So we have the, I think it's the third toughest in the country. So we're really a young team. We go one game at a time. You know, we try to go 1-0. And we're at Ohio State next, and obviously, you know, they were ranked number 3 at one point in time during the course of the year. So the challenges are so, you know, so many in front of us. We really just try to enjoy what we're doing right now, be ready for the next game, and that's going to be a war. And every game we know, you know, till the end of the season is going to be tougher than the last one, especially playing in a league that, you know, has 14 of the best, you know, programs in the country. So challenges are numerous. We try to, you know, just stay the course one game at a time and keep having the great home crowd. And we got to go on the road now and win some games on the road. And it's not been easy.
Yeah, I mentioned that this is the fourth year and we're seeing the development of the program now and a winning season. How has the culture changed? And if you could give me one word to describe what you think is now the culture of Rutgers men's basketball.
I mean, you know, gritty. We're gritty and tough and unselfish. There's a couple different words that I would say about our team. We're very unselfish, and that helps. That helps on the defensive end. That helps on the offensive end. That helps in the locker room. I think that helps fans come to the game because they see our team, and we have a little bit of a grit about us and an unselfishness that, you know, people want to see. And, you know, I'm just very lucky. I got a great staff. My staff does a great job, and you know, we got a long way to go. And but if we keep staying focused on the little things and stay focused on trying to be 1-0 in the next game, we'll be fine.
You mentioned the grittiness, the unselfishness, and certainly your calling card of this team, the defense and the rebounding. You can see it, and that's something that doesn't seem to slump. But from an offensive standpoint, when your team struggles and the close games are all, the defense is so great, you know, it's the offense sometimes that isn't quite, you know, always there at the same level. Is the team almost too unselfish?
Yeah, I mean, at times, you know, I wonder about that too. We got to the foul line today. That's very important. We haven't shot the ball great, so I love the fact that we're winning games and we haven't shot the ball great. One of these nights, we're going to make every shot, you know, and beat somebody. So, you know, we're a work in progress, but we're really good rebounding wise. We are plus 19 tonight on the glass. Our defense travels too, so you know, always gives you a chance to win. And then on those nights that the ball's going in all the time, then you really have a chance to have a special night. But, you know, I like the way our team plays. You know, we're kind of gritty and tough, and that's how, you know, we have to figure out how to win games.
Is there one story you can give me that maybe, whether it's from practice or going on the road and traveling earlier in the season, that gave you a sense of the chemistry or the camaraderie of this team?
You know, we went on a trip this summer. We went to Spain, and really spent some really quality time, each of our guys together. But I will tell you, the part that I love the most, I watch game tape and I watch our bench always during the course of games. And when our team is sharing in the success of the guy on the court that's having their night. So like tonight was Geo Baker's night, and everybody on the bench was cheering like crazy for Geo and get Geo the ball. And, you know, we've had other nights where Ron Harper, it was his night, or Montez Mathis, it was his night, or Caleb McConnell, or Paul Mulcahy, and the bench and those guys root for each other. And I show those examples during the course of all our film sessions. That's the sign of a good team. Like when you could root for someone else's success, especially in this day and age where it's, you know, a lot of selfies in this day and age, you know, and to get a team to be, you know, excited about someone else's success is really a good sign, and hope that continues for us. That's been a really good, you know, really good thing for us.
All right, well, good luck against Ohio State. Rutgers coming from 18 points down. They find a way, remain undefeated at the rack. Coach Steve Peichel, good luck, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you at the rack.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.